All right, buckle up, folks. We're diving deep today. We're going headfirst into a story that popped up on, of all places, Instagram.
Oh, Instagram, the home of truth and unbiased reporting.
Right. You know the account, Inspector Story.
Let me guess, another tale too wild to be true.
Exactly. This time it's about Barbie Miller.
Barbie Miller. Sounds like a stage name.
Maybe it was, in a way.
Yeah.
This is 1955 Los Angeles. Think beauty pageants, big dreams, and a whole lot of pink.
Pink?
Yeah. The story says she lived in this all-pink apartment. But beneath the glitz and glamour, something sinister was supposedly brewing.
Ah, the classic beautiful woman with a dark secret.
Right. Like something out of an old Hollywood thriller. Now, we're not saying this is all true, but we're going to treat it like our own personal X-File. Ready to dig in.
Lead the way. I'm all ears. Let's see if we can separate fact from fiction.
Okay. So imagine this. Barbara Miller, 25 years old, blonde, beautiful, the epitome of 1950s elegance.
The kind of woman who probably never had a bad hair day. Seriously. Apparently everyone called her Barbie. And this wasn't just a nickname. It was a reflection of her obsession. She was absolutely fixated on becoming Miss California.
Interesting. So we're talking about ambition taken to the extreme. What do we know about her personality?
She was always smiling, always dressed to the nines, always so. Perfect. It was almost unnerving, you know? Like, was this a genuine person or some meticulously crafted facade?
That's a great question. Is this a persona or is this genuinely her?
Right. And this is where things take a seriously dark turn. Every pageant Barbara entered, contestants started disappearing. It's like a bad horror movie, except this was supposedly real life.
Hold on. Every pageant, disappearances. Give me some specifics.
So we have Carter, vanished after rehearsal. Linda Harris, gone the night before the regional competition. And then there's Suzanne Baker, poof, gone after a pre-competition party. It was like a curse.
A curse or something more deliberate. How many women are we talking about?
10 in total.
10 women vanished without a trace. Were there no witnesses? No leads for the police to follow? None, apparently. No one saw anything. No one heard anything. Just gone. And guess who always ended up winning by default?
Barbie.
Bingo.
It's a pattern so absurd, it makes you wonder if the storytellers were trying too hard. But okay, let's play along. What happened next? Did anyone suspect foul play?
Eventually, the police started connecting the dots. It was hard to ignore 10 disappearances all linked to the same ambitious beauty queen.
I'd say so. So what did they do?
Well, one day while Barbara was out and about, they decided to take a little peek into her basement.
A little peek? What were they expecting to find? Her secret diary?
Maybe they were hoping for something like that. But what they actually found was way more disturbing. It was like stepping into a nightmare. First, there were these stained dresses just hanging on the walls like trophies.
Stained with what?
The story doesn't specify, but you can use your imagination.
Right, so stained dresses. What else?
Then there were these broken crowns arranged in a circle on the floor. It was creepy as hell. But the worst part, the dolls. Handmade dolls. Each one was meticulously crafted and had the name of a missing contestant on it. Imagine, like, 10 of these creepy little dolls all lined up, staring blankly.
This is where it crosses the line from ambitious competitor to something far more sinister. This wasn't about winning. This was about obsession, control.
Right. It's chilling.
Absolutely chilling. What happened next? Did the police confront her?
Picture this. The final competition. Barbara's on stage, looking radiant in a white dress, that same frozen smile plastered on her face. She's ready to claim her crown. But this time, the police were waiting in the wings.
Oh, so they finally caught on.
They arrested her, right there on stage.
Yeah.
The story says she received a life sentence in 1959.
Okay, so that should be the end of the story. Justice served, right?
Not quite. Remember when I said this story gets weird? Well, buckle up, because this is where it goes completely off the rails.
I'm intrigued. Lay it on me.
The Instagram account points out that in 1959, the same year Barbara Miller was supposedly sentenced, Mattel released a new doll.
Oh, no way. Don't tell me.
A blonde, elegant doll with a permanent smile. They named her Barbie.
You're kidding. That's too much of a coincidence.
Right. Is it a wink from the story's creator?
Yeah.
A bizarre cosmic joke. We don't know. But it's definitely unnerving.
Unnerving is an understatement. It's like the universe is playing a sick game with us.
But this also makes you think, doesn't it? About our cultural obsession with this image of perfect, unattainable beauty.
Totally. Okay, let's put on our detective hats here. Let's assume, for the sake of this deep dive, that this story is, you know, sort of true. What could have driven Barbara to do such a thing? Was it pure ambition gone wrong? Or was there something deeper, something darker at play?
It's hard to say. The ambition is obvious. This woman was laser-focused on becoming Miss California. But those dolls, they suggest a level of obsession that goes beyond just wanting to win. It's almost like she needed to control, to possess these women in some twisted way. And how could she have pulled off 10 disappearances? Think about the chaos of a beauty pageant. People are constantly coming and going. There are rehearsals, parties, travel. How could she have made people vanish without anyone noticing?
That's the million-dollar question, right? The story is pretty vague on the details, but it suggests that she exploited the very nature of these events. The constant movement, the late nights, the pressure. It would be easy for someone to slip away unnoticed.
And that connection to the doll, is it just a creepy coincidence woven into the story? Or is there a deeper meaning? What does the Barbie doll, this icon of unattainable beauty, say about us?
Yeah.
About what we value?
You know, it's fascinating because the Barbie doll has been both celebrated and criticized for decades. Some see her as a symbol of empowerment, while others see her as a representation of unrealistic beauty standards. But in the context of the story, she takes on a much darker meaning. She becomes a symbol of the lengths some might go to achieve that unattainable ideal, the pursuit of perfection, no matter the cost.
Let's shift gears for a second. Let's pretend we're investigators on a cold case. We've just discovered that creepy basement. What would we be focusing on? What evidence would be crucial?
Those dolls would be the first thing we'd seize. We'd be looking for any trace of the missing women. Hair, fiber, skin cells, anything that could link them to Barbara. And those dresses, too. What are those stains? Are they blood, makeup, something else entirely?
And what about Barbara herself? Where would we even begin to understand her? What kind of psychological profile would fit someone capable of this?
The dolls, I think, offer a glimpse into her psyche. They suggest a need for control, an obsession with these women that goes beyond mere rivalry. And the fact that she created these dolls, these effigies, it speaks to a disturbing detachment from reality. It's like she was trying to preserve them, to keep them close in some twisted way.
So here we are, back on the surface after our deep dive into the world of Barbie Miller. What a story, huh? Alleged beauty, alleged darkness, and a whole lot of unanswered questions.
It's a story that stays with you. Whether it's true or not, it makes you think about the allure of beauty, the dangers of unchecked ambition, and the dark secrets that people can hide beneath a perfect exterior.
And that bizarre connection to the Barbie doll. It makes you wonder about all the other seemingly innocent icons we surround ourselves with. What stories are they hiding? What darkness might be lurking beneath the surface? Something to ponder, isn't it?
Definitely.
Until next time, keep your eyes open, your minds curious, and remember, sometimes the prettiest things can hold the darkest secrets.